G'day, Bruce.
Oh, hello, Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
Bit crook, Bruce.
Where's Bruce?
It's not air, Bruce.
Blimey, it's hot in here, Bruce.
Hot enough to boil a monkey's bum.
That's a strange expression, Bruce.
Well, Bruce, I heard the Prime Minister use it. It's hot enough to boil a monkey's bum in here, Your Majesty, he said, and she smiled quietly to herself.
She's a good Sheila, Bruce, and not a tall stucker.
There! Here's the boss fella now. How are you, Bruce?
G'day, Bruce.
Bruce.
Hello, Bruce.
Bruce.
How are you, Bruce?
G'day, Bruce.
Gentlemen, I'd like to introduce a chap from Pommyland who's joining us this year here in the Philosophy Department of the University of Wallamaloo.
G'day.
Hello.
I'm Michael Baldwin, Bruce. Michael Baldwin, Bruce. Michael Baldwin, Bruce.
Is your name not Bruce?
No, it's Michael.
That's going to cause a little confusion.
Mind if we call you Bruce to keep it clear?
Gentlemen, I think we better start the faculty meeting. Before we start, though, I'd ask the Padre for a prayer.
Oh, Lord, we beseech thee.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Crack dunes.
Now I call upon Bruce to officially welcome Mr. Baldwin to the philosophy faculty.
I'd like to welcome the Pommy bastard to God's own earth. And remind him that we don't like stuck-up sticky beaks here.
Well spoken, Bruce.
Bruce teaches classical philosophy, Bruce there teaches Hegelian philosophy, and Bruce here teaches logical positivism, and is also in charge of the sheepdip.
What's new Bruce going to teach?
New Bruce will be teaching political science, Machiavelli, Bentham, Locke, Hobbes, Sutcliffe, Lindwall, Miller, Hassett, and Bernard.
Those are all cricketers.
I'll spit.
Howls of derisive laughter, Bruce.
Australia, we love you. Amen.
Another tune.
Any Christians?
New Bruce, are you a poofter?
Are you a poofter?
No.
Now, right, I just want to remind you of the faculty rules. Rule one.
No poofters.
Rule two, no member of the faculty is to maltreat the abbos in any way at all. If there's anybody watching. Rule three.
No poofters.
Rule four, now this term, I don't want to catch anybody not drinking. Rule five.
No poofters.
Rule six, there is no... Rule six, rule seven.
No poofters.
Right, that concludes the reading of the rules. Bruce.
This here's the wattle, the emblem of our land. You can stick it in a bottle, you can hold it in your hand.
Amen.
Emmanuel Kant was a real pissant who was very rarely stable. I digger was a boozy beggar who could think you under the table. David Hume could out-consume Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel. And Wittgenstein was a beery swine who was just as sloshed as Schlegel. There's nothing Nietzsche couldn't teach about the raising of the wrist. Socrates himself was permanently pissed. John Stuart Mill of his own free will on half a pint of shandy was particularly ill. Plato, they say, could sing it away. Half a grain of whiskey every day. Aristotle was a bugger for the bottle. Hobbes was fond of his dram. And René Descartes was a drunken fart. I drink, therefore I am. Yes, Socrates himself is particularly missed. A lovely little thinker, but a bugger when he's pissed.